This is Dial a Saint introducing Saint Brigid of Sweden. Sweden in the 1300s was thought by most people to be the northernmost country of the world. But although many miles separated it from the other countries of Europe, they were all united by a common religious and cultural heritage. Brigid's father was governor of Uppland, which was the main province in Sweden, and because he could read and write, he was known as a lawman, who acted as the writer of the laws so they could be preserved, and their reader so they could be understood and remembered by all. Before Brigid was born, her mother was saved from a shipwreck in which many died. The night after she was saved, an angel appeared to her and said that she was saved because the child she was carrying was given to her by God, who expected it to be brought up with love. Brigid was one of seven children, and probably received her schooling from her mother and the castle chaplain. When she was still young, Christ crucified appeared to her, and to her question, "Why are you so wounded?" he replied that his sufferings came from those who forget him and refuse his love. Brigid had wanted to remain a virgin, but by the time she was 14, and against her wishes, her parents had selected a husband for her. The man they chose was 18 years old, kind and good. He would also be a lawman, like Brigid's father, in his own province of Gothland. She gave in to her parents' wishes and proved to be a good wife and mother of 8 children during their 28 years of marriage. She hated idleness. She supervised the daily activities of castle life, taught Ulf, her husband, to read, and instructed her own children. She helped others who had a hard life, whether they were the poor, sinners, pilgrims, orphans, or widows. She gave dowries to needy girls so they could marry and found husbands for others. She preferred to take her children with her to help the needy rather than to have them attend parties. For herself, she kept nightly vigils, ate sparingly, wore rough clothing under her fine outer garments, and when Ulf was away, slept on a hard bag of straw on the floor. Brigid was appointed to be principal lady-in-waiting for the new wife of the King of Sweden, and she oversaw court activities as closely as she had done in her own home. Our Lord spoke with her, saying that he was not pleased by certain of the king's actions, and that she should also advise him on other spiritual matters. Out of love, she rebuked the King of Sweden, his court, nobles, and bishop, asking them to repent of their sins and change their lives. Generally, she was listened to, but there were others in the court who were weak and gradually turned him away from Brigid's counsels. Ulf died in 1344, as he and Brigid were returning from a pilgrimage in Norway. Even though Brigid was one of the wealthiest women in Sweden when Ulf died, she divided her possessions among her children, gave up her fine clothes, and chose to wear those which were rougher and plainer. She received a vision in which God said that he would speak through her to the world. The Pope gave her permission to start a new religious order called the Order of the Most Holy Savior, and she obtained land and a large house at Vadstena for the monastery. Some of the clergy at this time lived near the Pope, who had his residence in France. Altogether, there were between 300 and 400 people, most of them interested in gaining wealth in whatever way they could to live in comfort. In one letter, she describes a certain pope as the murderer of souls, more unjust than Pilate and more cruel than Judas. She did not hesitate to tell the guilty persons of God's displeasure. Brigid received special gifts from God. She was given power over devils, the grace to look into the world beyond the grave, help with difficult decisions, and the power to work spiritual wonders. Once she was spiritually present as Our Blessed Lady disputed with a devil who had come into the body of a girl. Finally, the devil was forced to admit that he could not possess the girl when she was sorry for her evil life. Brigid went to where the girl was and spoke to the devil, saying, "Get out, devil, you have tormented this woman enough." Suddenly the girl screamed and pointed to the window. When I heard a voice saying, "Woman, thou art saved," he flew out through the window, so terrible to look at. Bridget's fame spread as she spoke out of love the words which Christ directed toward those he wished to warn to change their life, or to those who needed encouragement and help. These ranged from the poor and needy to priests, nobles, kings, cardinals, and even popes. Out of love for all, she made known the special revelations concerning the sufferings of our Savior. Bridget moved to Rome, where she continued to help those in need. But after returning from a pilgrimage through the Holy Land, she took sick and died at the age of 71 in 1373. She was declared to be a saint in heaven only 18 years later in 1391. She is buried at the monastery which she founded in Vadstena, Sweden. Bridget was described as kind and meek to everyone and always had a laughing face. The revelations granted to Bridget were first printed in book form in 1492 and have been translated many times since. Whether our talents are great or small, we must use the gifts which God has given to us. We must use them as Bridget did, for the spread of the love of God among those whom we meet.